The damage has obviously all been looked at and evaluated, and it seemed, you know, and the workload to basically change over one of the development series cars and implement that for the AGP versus the workload to put my chassis back together and fix it. You know, the it's actually going to be a lot more work to have to bring another car in and make that work. So the effort's going to go into fixing my chassis that was damaged on the weekend and have that ready for us for the Aussie GP, which is great. You know, it's not nice to have to go and change cars, especially when this one is you know, everything's in there in the right places for you. So I'm really glad that that's going to happen. And obviously, it does mean a lot of work for our guys. More work on top of already the huge workload. So that's the downside to it. But I think we'll have the green machine back out there next Thursday at the GP.
Just a quick quote on the Grand Prix too. Obviously, it's a world-class circuit. Do you enjoy the event?
I reckon that the AGP and the circuit, the event is just, yeah, it's just fantastic. I think I've always been a fan of it. You know, the only thing about it is it's not championship points, but with the new formats and things that we running there, you know, I think it makes it pretty exciting and a standalone event that you know, supercars are a big part of and always have been. So the circuit is phenomenal. It really is a beautiful racetrack and quite unique in so many respects. But you know, our cars perform really, really well around there, as in the supercars do. And you know, we are a big part of it. But I enjoy the whole process of it, and you know, F1 as well. It's great to be at an event where you can see F1 cars and see what they're doing. And being that it's the first event for F1 this year, I think it adds to that that excitement, no doubt.